Well, I think the defection of the former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa from CCM, the ruling party, to the opposition party Chadema is likely to cause a major political earthquake both in CCM and in the opposition party to which he is going, as well as the coalition of opposition parties which are working with the party to which former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa has gone. Professor Lipumba was a prominent opposition leader of one of the most prominent opposition party, CAF, Civic United Front, which was in alliance with the party to which Mr. Lowassa has gone, Chadema. And it looks like the party to which Professor Lipumba belonged had entered into an alliance with Chadema to the effect that they would field one presidential candidate. And one suspects that Professor Lipumba had thought that one presidential candidate would be himself, because he was the most prominent, or at least one of the most prominent of the opposition parties in alliance, in an alliance called the UKAWA. So, you know, this other party, having selected, you know, Edward Lowassa as a candidate, must have upset the political ambitions, the legitimate political ambitions of Professor Lipumba, because now he can't carry the alliance ticket of UKAWA. And it looks like his party secretary general is happy with the deal, while he himself is not happy with it. So it is not surprising that he had to leave. But that is one of the political earthquakes that are expected when a big shot like former prime minister leaves a ruling party like CCM.
Professor Loitama, what does this do to the opposition coalition ahead of the October 25th general election, particularly when the political environment appeared to show that the CCM could be challenged this time around?
I think that is why there is speculation that Professor Lipumba leaving might have something to do with the ruling party trying to have trouble in the alliance, because for the first time the opposition party, the major opposition parties, have an alliance, and they have agreed to field one presidential candidate instead of competing among themselves. They are fielding one candidate, so it is not surprising that Professor Lipumba is now being accused of having given in to pressure from the ruling party. But it's also possible that Professor Lipumba assessed that it is much better that he's not party to the alliance, because the candidate that is going to be fielded by the opposition alliance, Mr. Lowassa, has a lot of integrity issues around him. And there is a lot of misgivings about the opposition alliance fielding Mr. Edward Lowassa, much as he has a lot of influence in CCM.
Do you think the opposition alliance, UKAWA, as they call it, would have enough time to mend fences and to present a united front to challenge the dominance of the CCM ahead of the October general election?
I think the assessment most independent analysts would give is that Mr. Lowassa has a large following in the ruling party. For his defection, most likely divides the ruling party into two, slices the ruling party's fortunes into two. And what he brings is the influence. That influence, when he brings it to the opposition, it is likely to twist the balance in terms of electoral fortunes in favor of the opposition, much as there will be those in the opposition, like Professor Lipumba, who may have misgivings and might decide to step aside. Those who might object to Edward Lowassa joining them are fewer in the opposition compared to the many who rejoin the opposition following Mr. Lowassa into the opposition. So it is possible that, and again, one has to realize that the opposition party, CAF, is more strong in Zanzibar than on the mainland, and the party that is strong on the mainland is the one which has accepted Mr. Lowassa. So I think in terms of electoral fortunes, I don't think that, Professor Lipumba is stepping aside. And remember, he has said he's stepping aside. He's not joining the opposition party. I don't think that by itself makes it difficult for the opposition alliance to stitch its alliance together and make a bid for what is the one would assess to be the only time in Tanzanian history when the opposition party, the ruling party, seems to have divided itself into two.
Briefly, Professor Loitama, do you think the defection of Edward Lowassa causes any headache to the powers that be in the ruling CCM, since the party has dominated the political landscape in Tanzania since the country gained independence in 1961?
You see, the name Edward Lowassa came up in 1995. It almost won the ticket of CCM to be the presidential candidate, and it's not been for the objection and opposition of the late Mwalimu Nyerere. This time round, Mwalimu Nyerere is not around, and 2005, Mr. Edward Lowassa led a grouping within the CCM called the Mtandao Network, which actually is the one which actually made it possible for the incumbent president, Mr. Kikwete, to be president. So Mr. Lowassa is not just like any other member of CCM. He is a former prime minister, but he's also a very influential member of CCM, and he's the one who actually made it possible for the current incumbent president to be president. So it is a big earthquake within CCM.